every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
And it all has to do with you. Thanks for tuning in. It's Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up tradition.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow.
That's what we're going to be shooting for this hour. What do you have to do to make your garden grow now? Woo, baby, I got a new diet. Welcome to Rosie on the House. Guaranteed to lose weight. I told Jennifer we can only eat what comes out of our garden. So me and her mom had to share one okra for the whole week. I'm telling you, John Jay, the weight is falling off.
It would do that.
I tell you what, we're looking at that one eggplant that's about the size of an orange right now, and we're almost fighting over it. Come on, baby.
Just like that. Like that old cartoon, Tom and Jerry or whatever, they're cutting up one little bean.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Oh, mercy. Welcome y'all to my house. It's Rosie on the House here with John J. Harper. We're going to be talking about the outdoor living segment hour this hour. If you have a question about your garden, give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. We'll do everything we can to help you along any way that we can. I've taken my old bull cattle skull.
Yeah.
And I've hung it back in my garden.
Yeah. It kind of depicts what
it did. That man, baby.
The boneyard.
We are watering it out of pure sympathy for the couple little plants that are trying to do something. But, man, it's brutal right now. You're at Rosie on the House, and I got one thing to promise to you. Between now and 11 o'clock, you are going to be COVID-free. You are going to be political-free. You're going to be campaign-free. You're going to be protest-free. And the only thing contagious at Rosie on the House are smiles and courage. So come on in and grab a seat. So, John Jay, what in the world could we possibly be doing? All I'm doing in my yard right now is watering and mowing. Watering and mowing. And my lawn looks good, but my garden looks really bad.
Well, this is great weather for Bermuda grass, that's for sure.
It's happy.
As long as it gets enough water. And usually by now we've kind of got a bunch of humidity and the dew points way up and a rain or two. And it doesn't even need as much water, but it's dry. As far as the garden goes, this is a great time to think.
How about pray? Turn it into a prayer garden.
That'd be a good thing to do too right now.
Are you thinking like 4 months in advance? Think.
Well, what you're doing right now is I would be doing, and let me tell you what the farmers are doing. The professionals right now. In Yuma, which will here soon be our produce capital of the whole United States for the winter, is they are, you know, they're tilling, they're weeding, they're tilling in compost, they're starting to form, or what they call form up their rows and their furrows and their beds. And they're starting to apply a little fertilizer, and here in the next week or two, they'll be sowing seeds, and they direct seed into the ground, which, you know, on the scale they're doing things is obviously how they're doing. But so they're planning. So I guess that's what I meant by it's time to plan. What am I going to plant? You know, maybe it's time you need to get out there and, you know, get some weeds pulled and get it ready, start turning it over with a shovel. You've got some time. Do a little at a time. If it's hot and nasty, you don't have to get out there and do the whole thing. You got a month, really, basically, for a home gardener before you need to get too serious about planting any plants in the ground. So take the next 30 days and get the weeds out. Get the soil turned over. Start getting some compost worked into the soil. So that here in 30 days or so, you can go out there, and I tell people, you need to be able to take a little transplant of cabbage or broccoli or cauliflower, whatever it is you're going to plant, and take your hand and dig the hole for it. You shouldn't need a spade or a little shovel. It ought to be loose and rich and dark and just scoop out with your hand and stick it in. So that's what I'd be doing there. And planting. What do we want to plant? People always ask well, there are certain things that it's time to plant, but that doesn't mean you should plant them. Do you like Brussels sprouts? Then don't plant them if you don't like them. I love them.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't try and grow them. I think, you know, they're one of those things I think is a little hard to grow. But if you love spinach, plant lots of spinach. You know, and plant a little now, plant a little couple 3 weeks after that, plant a little, you know, and have some coming on all the time. If you like onions, you can do onions. But, you know, you're going to have, everybody's got limited space, so plant what you are going to eat.
Well, now let me ask you this. Do you have to do all this planting on site?
You could do it from the White Mountain.
I think this is a great time to do all. Take a couple pictures of your yard.
Oh, no,
draw out a little map.
Absolutely.
And get out of Dodge.
A smart person would be doing it from the beach on San Diego or from the White Mountains or, you know, Christopher Creek.
So, now, I know y'all have a little family retreat in the hills. Are your neighbors present more this summer than they have been?
It's very busy. Yes. Yeah, there are people that can work from home that are living there, working from there. Why not?
Why not?
Yeah, absolutely.
I had to take my three dogs and just go hike the White Mountains for 3 days. It's one of my favorite little summer events to do. I went to places I usually have completely to myself, so I don't have to worry about the dogs running into somebody else's camp with another dog. And it was, every place I went was like an RV campground.
Yeah.
It was wall to, I didn't know there were that many RVs in Arizona.
There are apparently a lot more now than there used to be. And people dusted off the ones that they had that they hadn't used in a while, and they're getting used.
I talked to the director of Tonto National Forest just this week, and he says the forest usage is absolutely off the chart. My guys are busy 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, tending to something.
Well, and unfortunately, there's a lot of people that don't normally camp that are now out camping, and let's just say the camping etiquette has slipped a little bit.
Yeah.
As far as if you're going camping, you know, there is not concierge garbage service in the forest. You have to bring it home with you.
Everything.
Everything. Whatever you take comes back home.
Now,
it doesn't. Yeah, I saw some in very nice. It was all in garbage bags and tied up and in a little pile there right on the edge of the road. I'm like, oh, I wonder who they think's going to haul that off.
Oh, man. Well, let's talk this hour about this issue of Arizona Highways Magazine is called Escape.
Yeah.
The 25 places the editors of Arizona Highways all aspire to go to as soon as the quarantine is lifted. So I don't know. They list some pretty nice spots there, but you're third generation Arizona, and I know you've been all over the state. We've got my son-in-law in studio this morning taking Romy's place while he's on a little road trip, Bruce Stumbo. Bruce, you've been camping and outdooring Arizona your whole life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we've been, I'd have to call my mom and ask, but I'm fourth or fifth generation Arizonan as well on one side. So, we were just up near White Horse Lake just a weekend or so ago, and yeah, it was a zoo.
Oh, God. You're the only guy I know that ever grew up at Planet Ranch.
There's not very many of us that did.
Wow. Yeah. You could probably go there and have it to yourself right now.
You could. I think the mining company that bought it may not let you on. But
yeah.
Well,
if you wanted to be hotter than Phoenix, you could go there.
Golly,
you could get in the Bill Williams River there at least.
Well, right? At least you could crawl in and sit on the bottom. Yeah, that's right. So if you have a place that you're pining to get out to in Arizona, give us a call and let's talk our way through it. 1-888-767-4348. If you want to ask a question about landscape, vegetation, or your garden, this is the hour to do it. John Jay's with us all hour. I got something I want to do, baby.
Say what?
Arizona Snow Bowl has a brand new lift opening.
Oh, wow.
A gondola high-speed Agassi lift.
Nice.
They're doing season tickets through the end of this month.
Oh, really?
For 60% off.
Wow.
And if you name your dates, like I'm a ski only Mondays and Wednesdays all season long, the season ticket is like $179.
Oh, wow.
So if you go three times, you paid for it.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so pretty. Can you just go take a ride?
I don't know if they're open for summer rides. Okay. The lift's not open yet. It's under construction.
Yeah, it's still
right
under
now.
Construction.
Mm-hmm. It's under construction right now. But the Arizona Snow Bowl is absolutely one place I'm going to plan on getting every chance I get this winter. Hopefully, and Jennifer says we're not going to have an El Nino or El Nino. It's going to be a dry El Nino from what she's seen. So no monsoon, maybe not much snow, but they've got the snowmaking machine. So, hurtful.
You're depressing me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least, that'd be one cool place, though, if they are doing regular lift rides. If you haven't done that and taken a, even if you don't ski in the summertime, if you take a lift up to, it's quite a view.
Yeah, it's quite a view.
And it'll be cool, I promise you.
It'll be cool, very cool. You know, the other thing that's kind of interest is Biosphere. Have you ever been down to Biosphere?
Not in it, no.
Yeah. I hadn't until just this year. We took a couple grandsons. But they are phase one reopening right now, and they're doing night tours in your car where you are narrated by a guide, and it's $20 per car. So for those of you down in southern Arizona looking for something to do, a night tour of Biosphere 2 might be a great way to get everybody outside.
And that's high enough elevation at night in the evening.
Yeah.
It would be pleasant there.
Yeah. So we want to talk about Bruce's favorite places to get away in Arizona, John Jay's favorite places to get away in Arizona. We'll bring Jennifer into the conversation. Gary D., our broadcast engineer, is a big hiker. He's hiked a lot of Arizona. We'll all participate in the conversation. And you can, too, by dialing 1-888-767-4348. When the auto attendant answers, just press 1. And that'll put you directly into our call screening booth. And sweet Jennifer's waiting for your call.